Okay, before I begin, don't forget to sign up for the Recruit Grind Combine. I talked about it last episode. This is your opportunity to get some recruiting education, verified combine metrics, and skills development from some of the best NFL vets that I know and some of the best trainers slash coaches that I know. Go to therecruitgrind.com, sign up. I promise you it's worth your time. Just confirmed with a couple other colleges that will be there. It's going to be awesome. Going to be stoked. I am stoked, I should say, but be there. The landscape of college athletics is changing rapidly at a pace that people have a hard time keeping up with. Like, there's literally things happening right now, and I'm willing to bet there are parents, coaches, even college coaches that have no clue about what's happening. So there's a recent decision by Division I commissioners to bump the December signing period up a few weeks. So now, any and all high school prospects looking to sign will do so the Wednesday before the FBS Conference Championship games. This decision aims to ease the burden on coaches and recruits during a very busy time of year. But as with any major college change, there are pros and cons. Let's talk about them. For starters, moving the signing day period helps clear up what's been known as college football's most hectic month. Put it in an NFL perspective. Imagine trying to juggle free agency, the draft, and the playoffs all at the same exact time. That's what the December signing period feels like in the college football world. That's what December feels like in the college football world. So by moving signing day, there's a hope that coaches can better focus on current teams and upcoming games. Meanwhile, high school recruits can secure their spots earlier and avoid the frenzy that usually accompanies the opening of the transfer portal. Now, however, talking about cons, not everyone's on board with this idea. Some argue that this shift could disadvantage teams playing in conference championships. Rightfully so, because it's squeezing on an already very tight schedule. And then there's a concern about new head coaches, those stepping into new roles, because we know that the college coaching world is just this giant carousel. They call it the college coaching carousel for a reason. Now, those coaches that are stepping into a brand new role, they have very little time to spare before signing day. They're now faced with an even tighter window to assess and secure recruits, which adds pressure to an already stressful transition. Now, I'm just going to add a little bit more to this. It's not just the high school recruits. It's trying to convince all the players that are on their team not to transfer because that last coach just left. So, this is an extremely unique situation. Not only are you recruiting new kids, you're trying to keep the ones you have, assuming that a new coach wants them. And then you have to plan for the transfer portal opening up too, which then you have to plan for the, it's crazy. There's a whole, all different types of recruiting happening in that particular moment. But now let's delve into a topic that's been tabled currently. So this isn't something that's in motion at the moment, currently tabled by the same D1 commissioning group, right? All the commissioners coming together. But they want to introduce and begin a new signing period in June, and they want to start it as early as 2025. Now, this is unique. So it's not really clear from what I can gather on the discussion saying we're going to move the December 1 to June, or if they're going to hold a June, December, and a February signing period. This is getting a bit out of hand, in my opinion, but let's talk about this. But the idea here is to allow recruits to officially commit before their senior year of high school, potentially easing the pressure and distraction during a crucial time in their academic and athletic careers. Pros and cons. Let's talk pros first. This could significantly benefit both parties. Recruits can enter their senior year with a clear focus on their studies and their sport without the constant barrage of recruitment calls and visits. Now, I know a lot of you listening in are like, well, where are all my recruiting calls and visits? That's not actually happening. But that's a topic for another day, because we're, as the commissioners see it, is only the select few that are getting all these calls and visits. Now, for colleges, so on the flip side of that, for the colleges, this is how it's beneficial. It means locking down commitments early and allowing them to plan ahead with a clear picture of their roster. Now, how that is a pro, and I'm gonna explain that a little bit more, but they get the opportunity to say, hey, this kid committed to us in June. We're locked into him. He's locked into us. They've already signed an NLI in June. I don't have to barrage him with all those calls. Now, again, just as distracting as it could be for the recruit during their senior year, it's just as distracting for the coach to focus on their season, the upcoming season, all the planning that goes into it too, while constantly texting recruits, not just over and over and over and over and over, right? Guys that are supposedly committed, but they haven't actually signed anything. It's all verbal commitments. They supposedly commit, but they could flip it sometime during their senior year if they have to wait all the way to December to lock this kid in. So you have to put that in perspective too. That's a potential pro. Now, talking to the cons. Concerns that are notable. Critics argue that a June signing day could pressure recruits into making decisions too early, depriving them of the opportunity to fully explore their options, right? Because now we live in a day and age where recruits can take as many visits as they want. So if you're telling me I'm missing out on opportunities to take visits, then am I making the right choice? And here's something to think about too. If I choose in June and that head coach gets fired in November, or even halfway through their season, what does that do to me? Am I still locked into that college? This is a very confusing time. So this June period is interesting. But diving a little bit more. So additionally, there's fear that it might lead to more high school athletes opting out of their senior seasons once they've signed, potentially missing out on a crucial development and team experiences. And I 100% agree with this. This is just a reflection of what's happening in bowl games right now, how bowl games are becoming less relevant because these college players are saying, hey, this is going to take away from my opportunity to play in the NFL. I'm not going to play in the bowl game. I'm going to get ready to play in the NFL. Same concept is, why would I risk my senior season playing with this team and get injured when I've already locked in my college playing opportunity? So very much a valid concern to this one. Quick episode today. I should have mentioned it at the beginning. But to wrap things up, these changes and discussions around National Signing Day reflect a very broader conversation about future college football recruitment. Now, they highlight a desire for flexibility, efficiency, and a focus on the well-being of athletes and coaches involved. But as we've seen, especially with all the crazy wild, wild west of things over the last several years, literally since freaking COVID years, there's a lot of pros and college and pros and cons to all this. There's, I feel like each solution brings its own set of challenges and its own set of questions that we have to have answered. So I most definitely have opinions on this, but as I researched it more, and I would be honest, from the very beginning of this, I was just like, this is ridiculous. I don't like it. But as I started to learn more about what's going on, I started to morph into a little bit more of an undecided opinion. So what I'd really love to know is what do you think? So all those that are listening in, this would actually mean the world to me. What do you think about these changes? Because I'm willing to bet many of you had no clue that this was actually happening. But do you believe we're moving in the right direction, or are we complicating an already very complex process? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. reach out to us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. A DM is the best way to get to us on those. And that's it for today on the Recruit Grind. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Again, don't forget about the Recruit Grind Combine coming up. And yeah, let's keep grinding. Appreciate y'all.